96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. A Rice Lake man has died following a two-vehicle crash in Washburn County on Wednesday morning. The Wisconsin State Patrol identified the man as 30-year-old Austin Knutson. The crash happened around 7:30 a.m. on Highway 63 at Highway J near Shell Lake. According to the initial investigation, 36-year-old Nicholas Smith of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, was driving a commercial vehicle north on Highway 63 and had stopped to turn west onto Highway J when a four-door sedan struck the rear of its trailer. Knutson, who was driving the sedan, was extricated from the vehicle and given medical aid, but was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash remains under investigation by the Wisconsin State Patrol. Lacouturay veterans are being encouraged to sign up for a Northland Honor flight planned for next spring. The flight is tentatively scheduled for May 2027, leaving from Duluth and traveling to Washington, D.C. According to Lacouturay tribal officials, it has been nearly 10 years since LCO veterans last took part in an honor flight. They say Lacouturay will cover transportation to Duluth along with lodging and meals, and the honor flight itself is also free for veterans. The flight will give veterans a chance to spend the day touring memorials before returning to Duluth that evening. Older veterans will be given priority, but other LCO veterans are encouraged to apply as space allows. Adult volunteers can also apply to serve as escorts. Applications are available through the Northland Honor Flight website, or LCO veterans can get help filling one out at the tribal office. The Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for volunteers for Fall Festival coming up September 26th in downtown Hayward. Volunteers are needed to help with setup and cleanup, grill brats, work in the beer and brat tent, and run the apple slingshot. All volunteers will receive a free Hayward baseball cap. Anyone interested can sign up through the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again reminding riders to practice proper ATV and UTV safety as fatal crashes continue to be an issue across the state. So far this year, 29 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin. The DNR says not wearing helmets and seatbelts are the primary factors in those fatal incidents, along with riders not completing a safety education course. According to DNR records, the top three types of fatal crashes this year have been rollovers, collisions with motor vehicles, and riders being ejected from the machine. DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator Jacob Holzclaw says not every crash can be prevented, but wearing the proper safety equipment can greatly increase the chances of surviving one. The DNR reminds riders to stay sober, wear helmets and seatbelts, follow speed limits and stop signs, and take a safety education course regardless of age requirements. The American Red Cross has declared a national blood supply crisis for just the second time in its history as donations fall to a four-year summer low. The Red Cross says donations are not keeping up with hospital demand, with extreme heat, poor air quality, and widespread foodborne illnesses contributing to fewer people donating this summer. They say the shortage is especially serious for type O blood. They say type O accounts for about 60% of Red Cross blood distributions and is used for both everyday patient care and emergencies. Several blood drives are coming up across Northern Wisconsin, including drives scheduled for Tuesday in Birchwood, Trigo, and Iron River, and another one on Wednesday at Ashland Ford. As an added incentive, anyone who donates through August 31st will receive a $20 Amazon gift card by email. The Red Cross says just three additional donors at each blood drive this summer could help stabilize the supply. To make an appointment, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. An 8-year-old child has died after being struck by a vehicle in Taylor County. According to a press release, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office says dispatch received a report just after 3 p.m. last Monday that a child had been struck by a vehicle on County Road H in the town of Aurora. According to the preliminary investigation, the vehicle was traveling north on County Road H when the child stepped into the roadway and was struck. The impact sent the child into the east ditch, and the child was later pronounced dead from their injuries. Further investigation investigation found the 8-year-old had been checking a mailbox along the east edge of the road and was attempting to cross back to the west side just before the collision. The driver and occupants of the vehicle were not injured. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office says the investigation remains ongoing with help from the Wisconsin State Patrol. No further details are being released at this time. Tamarack Health and local health departments are asking residents in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties to weigh in on health needs in their communities. They're working together on a community health needs assessment, a process critical access hospitals are required to complete every 3 years. The survey will help identify health priorities for the next 3 years. The results will feed into a community health improvement plan, which guides programs, outreach, and resources across the region. Community Health Needs Assessment Committee member Abby Miller says the survey gives residents a direct way to influence which health priorities are funded and acted on locally. It takes about 5 minutes to complete and responses are anonymous. Anyone living in Ashland, Bayfield, or Iron counties can participate through September 10th and can also enter a drawing for a $50 gift card. The survey is available through the Tamarack Health website with paper copies available by calling 715-685-5182. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is set to visit Oshkosh today as part of a national tour promoting U.S. defense manufacturing. Hegseth will speak with workers and leaders at Oshkosh Corp and tour the company's defense production operations. The Pentagon says the Arsenal of Freedom tour is focused on faster production, new technology, and long-term contracts for American manufacturers. Oshkosh Defense holds several military contracts, including work on tactical vehicles and systems for the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. A Wisconsin-based food products manufacturer is facing fines after two incidents left three workers dead and two injured. The incidents involving industrial kettle accidents occurred on February 12th and March 18th at IPMF LLC, operating as NaturePak. The U.S. Department of Labor issued citations with penalties adding up to more than $364,000. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is giving an update on the state's measles cases. In Iowa County, there are 4 new confirmed cases. Meanwhile, in Lafayette County, there's 1 new confirmed case and 4 probable cases. There are now a total of 41 confirmed and 7 probable cases associated with the outbreak. A Wisconsin driver pulled over for going 114 miles per hour in a 55 zone blamed his lead foot on a horrible round of golf. Barron County Sheriff's deputies recently pulled over a driver near Rice Lake Airport after clocking him driving more than twice the posted speed limit. Authorities say when they asked him why he was in such a hurry, the man explained he'd just left the golf course after playing a horrible round. Due to the proximity to the airport, authorities say they jokingly reminded the man he was driving a Malibu, not a Cessna. The sheriff's office posted a photo of their radar gun showing the 114 reading, saying next time take your frustrations out on the driving range, not in the driving lane. A Wisconsin high school football player died over the weekend, 2 days after being injured during the team's season opener last Thursday. Adam Mossman was a senior and starting quarterback at Alma Center Lincoln High School in West Central Wisconsin. Superintendent Drew Semmingson sent a message to Lincoln families Saturday to confirm the news. Semmingson said Mossman was injured during the game and received medical care from personnel who were at the game before he was taken to a hospital. The district learned Saturday afternoon that he had died from the injury. The school plans to have additional counseling support for students beginning at noon today and throughout the day tomorrow as students begin the new school year. The American Red Cross has declared a national blood supply crisis for just the second time in history. As Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer tells us, donations have fallen to a 4-year summer low.
The Red Cross says donations are not keeping up with hospital demand, with extreme heat, poor air quality, and widespread foodborne illnesses contributing to fewer people donating this summer. They say the shortage is especially serious for type O blood. They say type O accounts for about 60% of Red Cross blood distributions and is used for both everyday patient care and emergencies. Several blood drives are coming up across northern Wisconsin, including drives scheduled for Tuesday in Birchwood, Trigo, and Iron River, and another one on Wednesday at Ashland Ford. As an added incentive, anyone who donates through August 31st will receive a $20 Amazon gift card by email. The Red Cross says just 3 additional donors at each blood drive this summer could help stabilize the supply. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Anyone eligible to donate can make an appointment through the Red Cross Blood Donor app or at redcrossblood.org. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
An injured Brewer last night. High on Mike Clemens with sports baseball. Brewers center fielder Garrett Mitchell squared off to lay down a bunt in the fourth inning last night against the Braves. Instead, he was hit by a 94-mile-an-hour pitch. X-rays were negative, so for now Mitchell is dealing with a badly bruised right wrist and forearm. The Braves went on to win the game 4-2 in the Little League Classic to avoid being swept by the Brewers. The game played in Pennsylvania. The Crew will open a series tomorrow night in New York against the Mets. College football, the numbers are out. Season ticket sales for Wisconsin Badger games are way down. After the team finished 4-8 last year, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
What was your reaction to that, and what would be your message to fans?
My reaction is I did not know that. I don't know when those came out. That's the beautiful thing about being in fall camp. Again, I know what our job is, and our job is to put a product out there that everybody wants to be able to see. If you build it, they will continue to come.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a really nice day today. Mostly sunny, not much of a breeze at all, with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to around 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.